This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour on Friday, the 8th of May. Hi.
A little snow tomorrow?
Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. So Jennifer, my son and I were talking last night, as we do most every night, about whatever's going on. And he told me how warm it was in Los Angeles yesterday. And it's supposed to be, I guess, a 3-day of real warmth. And people getting really antsy because they want to get out and do their thing. Meanwhile, here in the Northeast, it's predicted to be in the 30s tonight with snow on the ground tomorrow morning. Hello, I just said it was May 8th, and we have that to deal with. Hasn't been a great spring so far here, but it seems to have been pretty nice where you are. Victoria, you haven't had, well,
you're close
enough to me.
About 100 degrees. It's very warm.
Yeah, right. But warmer than usual.
We've had two or three nice days so far. It's, you know, we're under, you know, lockdown still. It's probably a good thing that we don't have amazing weather, because it would just be even harder, I think, for people to stay in. Mm-hmm. But it is very weird to have snow in May, for sure.
For sure. Speaking of harder, I've come upon some information that I want to share with you and you and you and you and you and you and everybody who is a thinker. We all know how huge wealth has been built over the years, the railroads, the MacArthurs, and getting involved in that, and the Carnegie Foundation, steel, all the oil money that has been made by the Rockefellers. And so I came across some information yesterday that I didn't know, actually. I thought the Rockefellers, you know, certain families are identified with certain industries. I did not know that John D. Rockefeller sponsored basically an advocacy group that called for the elimination of non-pharmaceuticals back 100 or more years ago. And then I found out how much money he made in the drug business and how the drug business was created. At the time, there were a lot of natural healers. There have been a lot of natural healers. You know, we think New Age medicine. It really isn't. It's pretty old, actually, much older than pharmaceuticals and drugs in the way that they're manufactured and used. What I found out, and you can Google this, this drug thing, drug theory, whatever you want to call it. But because of Rockefeller's power, he had a lot of money. He had a lot of influence, as people who have money do have a lot of influence, it seems, more so than the average bear. The reports, the things that he did to eliminate the use of natural healing and to create an atmosphere in which pharmaceuticals would be used more than anything else because there was such huge money in it. And that's where the drug thing started. Drugs versus natural healing goes back, in our country at least, and in our, I mean, not our lifetime, but John D. Rockefeller certainly is a name. We all know the Rockefeller name and what we thought it stood for. There was a big, let me fast forward it to today. And what I consider to be the big tech effort to silence all dissenters. There's a video, actually, that several people made me aware of yesterday. And I don't know, I didn't send it to YouTube because I didn't have time, frankly, and it doesn't need an explanation. It's called The Plandemic Movie. Have either of you heard of it? The Plandemic Movie.
I have, yes.
You have heard. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
You haven't. Okay. What have you heard about it?
Just a lot of my people, my friends who are sort of into, I don't mean to downplay it, but who are into conspiracy theories have been passing this around, I think. Mm-hmm. I was going to watch it this weekend and see what I make of it, but I know, I think it vilifies Dr. Fauci as part of it, doesn't it?
It does. It destroys him. Completely destroys all of his credibility whatsoever, because what has happened, according to this anyway, is that Fauci, who's been around, we all know he's been in this circle for a long time, has certain patents. He was a researcher. He's he got funded with government funds, and that's where part of this comes in, where people who, like Fauci, were coming up with ideas on government time, but they weren't getting any money for it. The money, the patent money, would go to the government instead of to the people who came up with it. But the Congress passed a law which allowed or required, I'm not sure which, people like Fauci, who come up with things while they're researching on government time, to get paid. Thus, there are a lot of things that he's come up with. He worked on a cure for AIDS, didn't get anywhere because he didn't have the right info, or I don't know why he didn't get anything out of that. But there are a lot of other
beginning. He was a researcher in the beginning of the AIDS epidemic, and he actually helped identify what eventually would become the sort of hole in the virus that allowed for the cocktail that is what everyone is on today. So actually. Mm-hmm. That's I don't know if they're saying that he had nothing to do with that, but that's not true.
No.
And he and George W. Bush worked very closely together and did so much work for AIDS in Africa. So I don't know. I mean, I think anything that's completely destroying all of his life's work, I think it's just
biased. I don't think that's what we're doing. I shouldn't have probably used destroy. It destroys his theories at the moment, or his credibility, because in February he's quoted as saying there's no problem with this virus. And then somehow or other there's been some research done either in his name or by people who are associated with him in some way, shape, or form that has come up with all these various plans, not plans, that's not the right word, but possible ways of getting rid of the virus pharmaceutically. It bothers me that we have a lot of stuff going on now that makes a lot more sense to me than it did, or I wouldn't even have thought about it 6 months ago. Things that are going on, and even if it's not 100% true, doesn't it give you cause to think that there is something going on here that's not in the public good, and it's not for the public good and necessity. It's for the individual. There was an epidemiologist who was thrown in jail because of maybe the best suggestion here for us to think about is to look at what Google has taken down, what YouTube has taken down by the same company, what has come down from the pages of whatever Zuckerberg controls, Facebook and Twitter, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There are a lot of people who just want to, and they ask questions or they present ideas for people to think about. Isn't that what we're supposed to, that's what we're supposed to do here on this program or in any exchange of ideas. And when they get yanked down, people get suspicious. And so you wonder about our freedoms, our liberties, at least I do. And then I also wonder about what, the profits
being
made.
There are a few things extra that are going on there, though, that I think people need to know. Google is, and we've done this in the Tech Report for several times now, Google is dealing with 18 million different phishing scams related to the virus every day. So Google is yanking down anything that isn't approved or an official statement, either by... Because people are, Doug, I just said, because it's 18 million scams per day that people are falling for. When people are Googling information about the virus, Google and Facebook and Twitter and every other social media platform, they're all dealing with an inundation of complete false information.
I think,
they all have been transparent with what their new policies are. They are yanking down anything that is not, and I don't necessarily agree with this.
Let me ask you this question.
No, but listen, what I'm saying is everything that is not an official CDC statement or from the Trump administration, from the pandemic panel, if it's not an officially approved thing from them, then they're yanking it down. They've been very transparent about that. I'm no fan of Facebook. I'm not on Facebook. I think Zuckerberg, I don't like him either. But I'm just saying they have been upfront about why they're doing it.
Uh-huh. I would just jump in, though, real quick, because I think it is problematic, particularly for Google, because, Facebook, I think maybe most people realize, maybe not, that what they might read on Facebook, you take with a grain of salt. There's a lot of opinion on there as well. But Google people use as an authority. And when people go to search things out and when they decide to put their thumb on the scale a bit and decide what people see and what they don't, I think that is really problematic. Those doctors in Bakersfield who are talking about the disease, who Google decided to take down, it feels like they have more of an agenda, and I think that's what I find, and Google is notorious for this. It's not just in this crisis, by the way. It's with other things.
No, they take down lots of
things that don't line up with what they think.
So let me ask you another.
At the same time, though, when 18 million scams are happening every day.
No question about it.
They have to do something.
But who determines?
Can't just allow that.
What, I guess it's what determines it's a scam, et cetera. But maybe they're erring on the side of a protective. But here's an example that you can't argue with, in my mind. This week, the FBI raided a clinic, a health clinic. You may have seen this. I was outraged when I saw it. Armed FBI agents going into a clinic in Michigan that was offering patients vitamin C drops, or drips, if you will, the drips that you get on a bag, you sit in a chair, and it's, what does vitamin C do for you? Vitamin C does a lot of things for you. They said that this was for prevention and or treatment, possible prevention, possible treatment of the COVID disease. So when I think about how there are egregious violations of power and of medical freedom, if I could find a clinic and I felt like I needed this,
You can get vitamin C drips in your house, though. That, there has to be more to that story, because I have friends who do it all the time, so that doesn't make sense. There has to be something else that clinic was saying or promising that made the FBI go into their office.
Were their guns drawn?
I don't know. I'm just saying there has to be something else, because vitamin C drips are everywhere. The Jersey Shore kids, Jen, we've seen them. They show up at the door when they're hungover and they get a vitamin C drip. Everybody does it. So that doesn't make sense. It has to be something else involved, especially if guns were drawn.
I remember
there has to be something else on the warrant.
Dr. Jonathan Wright's Tacoma Clinic in Washington State back in 1992 was shut down the same way for the same reason in the same manner. And there was so much outcry over that.
They must
the
be
country.
Promising that they can cure it. There has to be something else.
That would
else.
Be what I would think. But yeah. I also have total lack of trust in what the FBI is doing right now based on what I think we talked about yesterday on the program, and then what blew up even further in the afternoon, basically showing that the FBI at the highest
Flynn
levels
has
absolutely
been
corrupted.
The Michael Flynn thing is dropped, right?
Yeah, they dropped all the charges. Look at that. Yeah. We broke the news yesterday.
Yeah, it really is. We have a lot of problems here with the credibility and people trying to control what we're thinking. And even if any of this stuff isn't 100% true, it just gives you what we're looking at things. It's like The Farm. There are two or three farm movies around that explain what's going on with Big Ag and how they're destroying the
people
food
should pay
supply.
More attention to those movies, because they don't, and I don't know why, but that's something people should.
When we talk about trust with people who are monitoring us and deciding who is going to live and die, and I think that's why people are getting antsy, right? Because we have the government saying certain people can open, certain people can't. They're absolutely capable of setting up the ultimate scenario, and you gave me the perfect example, Doug. When you were selling raw milk, what did they do? They would take a sample of your raw milk, they'd leave it in their hot car over the weekend, they'd turn it in, and they would shut you down.
Yep. Then I had to scramble around for 3 weeks to prove that what they found that was 3 weeks old was okay. Yeah, there's that goes on. It's these colleges, these universities that teach certain ways of thinking. The chairs are paid for by the drug companies. They're paid for by Big Ag. They're paid for by all kinds of people that don't have your best interest at heart, basically. Now, you can say, who the hell am I to say what's in my best interest? I know it's in my best interest, and I trust myself. And I know other people that I trust. Ken Kronhaus, who's one of the most traditional conservative doctors you would find, who's been all over the effort to keep this the cocktail from being used anywhere, and he's right. So I guess it's time to think. 20 after the hour, 21 after the hour.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
The name of the song. Kenny Chesney is here on the air with us at 23 and change after the hour on the DJV Friday program. Jennifer Horn, Tori Akeven, Doug Steffen. Who lives like we do? We do. So goes the call and response from the opening frame of Kenny's celebratory new video for We Do. The song appears on the country Chesney's newly released album, Here and Now. We Do serves as a sort of celebration of togetherness, how it fits into Chesney's life on the road. And the video for the song puts a spotlight on the thousands and thousands of fans gathered at Chesney's many stadium-filling shows, partying in the parking lot beforehand. Seemingly every corner of the country seems to be taking him on. He's married to High Forehead, right?
No, wrong one.
Brown.
That's Keith
okay.
Urban. This is Kenny Chesney. Kenny Chesney was married for a hot minute to Renee Zellweger.
Ah, okay.
A lot of rumors about Kenny Chesney.
Yeah.
If he's into women.
Really? Here and Now, released the first of the month here, included on the project are the title track and his current single, as well as the song Guys Named Captain. Do we have a slice of that? What's that sound like? Anybody know? Maybe don't have it.
Don't have it, yeah. I don't know. I haven't heard that one, but it's kind of a funny name because you can picture a million guys all throughout the Caribbean or in the Keys wearing captain hats who have never piloted a boat.
Right.
Captain. Not a stretch.
Captain, yeah.
Chesney has put off his tour that we're supposed to be out in April and May because of the obvious. It's called the Chillifixation Tour.
Chillaxification.
There you go.
Chillifixation?
I got a chillifixation.
I think I left out a vowel and a consonant there. Anyway, they had stops scheduled for Dallas and Atlanta, but he still has tour dates picking up at the end of this month and running through late August.
I think I've got my tickets,
time.
But I doubt I'll get to use them. Yeah.
When are you supposed to see him?
I'm seeing him in, I think it's August or September. It must be July. It's when SoFi Stadium opens in Los Angeles, new football stadium. He's one of the first shows.
Hmm.
Or used to be one of the first shows.
Maybe it won't happen.
Why do you think it won't happen now?
We have a dopey mayor who said we're not going to do anything until the end of the year, so we'll see.
All right, so that's that story. And now a sad story about a fellow named Hillard Atkinson, known as Sweet Pea. Great voice. Best known for his work with Was. Not Was, huh?
That's the name of the group. Was, Not Was. Don Was. It's his group from the 80s and 90s. Yep. They actually started in the 70s. You know Don Was. He's produced everybody's everything.
I don't know that. I remember that. Yeah, I guess I do now. Yep. All right, crank it up for a bit so we all...
screams that stuff.
Yeah. Had a heart attack in L.A. at the age of 74. His bassist and producer, co-founder, Don Was, said of Atkinson, he was a larger-than-life guy, which is how I think of him. I don't think of him as a regular human being. Was, Not Was, spent the 80s releasing a string of acclaimed and increasingly successful records, blending pop and rock and funk and R&B. The band was a launching pad for Mr. Atkinson, who went on to release a couple of solo records, collaborate with a lot of artists like Bob Dylan, Elton John, Bonnie Raitt, Kris Kristofferson. An interesting kind of eclectic group, isn't it, huh?
Yeah.
Was, Not Was, released its self-titled debut album in 81, followed by Born to Laugh at Tornadoes. Interesting name, 1983. Their breakthrough, What Up Dog, arrived... that sounds silly saying that, don't I? You want to say
it? Name of the album.
I know, but I don't sound like...
You don't have to go, what up, dog?
Yeah, exactly.
Say it.
What up, dog?
Just say it.
Came out in 1988, propelled by the hit Walk the Dinosaur, which is what we're listening to. The band released one more LP, Are You Okay? What it was called, 1990, before they went on hiatus. Atkinson spent 10 years on the road with Lyle Lovett. And in 2008, he reunited with Was Not Was for a new record called Boo! As a backing vocalist, Atkinson appeared on a lot of albums and songs. Bonnie Raitt's Nick of Time, that'd be a great song. Bob Dylan's Under the Red Sky, Iggy Pop's Brick by Brick, Elton John's You're Gonna Love Someone, and Brian Wilson's I Just Wasn't Made for These Times. So the passing of Mr. Sweet Pea Atkinson, the age of 74. That's that story. It is, yeah, this song is... The Doug Steffen playbook. 28, almost 29 after the hour.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback. And that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Republicans have written a letter to President Trump urging that he not support additional funding to help state and local governments in any future coronavirus relief legislation. They say that money would be taken out of the pockets of struggling Americans to help cover the costs those governments are facing. Presidential candidate Joe Biden holding a remote campaign rally online from Tampa. The Democrat again slamming the incumbent president's response to the coronavirus pandemic.
There is no indication whatsoever that he understands the depth of the pain and the loss this crisis has brought.
Meanwhile, the woman accusing Biden of assaulting her on Capitol Hill in 1993 says he shouldn't even be allowed to run for the White House. Tara Reid saying Biden, in her words, should not be running on character. She commented during an interview with journalist Megyn Kelly. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The singer-songwriter who fronted Bad Company for years has died, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Brian Howe died Wednesday in Florida at 66, reportedly of a heart attack. He had replaced Paul Rogers as the lead vocalist for Bad Company in 1983. He did most of the writing for the band's album Holy Water in 1990, the most successful album for the group, helped along by the hit If You Needed Somebody. Howe left Bad Company in 1994 for a solo career, but it never reached the level of his success with that band. I'm Chris Barnes.
Teenagers in Georgia have gotten their driver's licenses without taking an official road test. It's Georgia's way of handling the backlog of thousands of road tests that have been put on hold because of coronavirus. The State Department of Driver Services said 19,483 teenagers have now had their permits upgraded since the road test waiver was announced last month. Georgia isn't the only state waiving the road test. Wisconsin announced this week it will start doing the same for 16 and 17-year-olds. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation estimates out of the 16,000 road test requests that have been on hold, the new driver program will allow 10,000 of those requests to be eligible for the waiver. In Wisconsin, teens must have held their learner's permit for at least 6 months with no violations and completed at least 30 hours of driving with their parents. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Four after the hour now, Friday, May the 8th. Hi, Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. This is a time in your life when you do have opportunity, I guess we all do if we take it, to think about what it would be like to live in paradise. A lot of people think America is a paradise. There's a lot of diversity here, and there's a lot of there's scenery, there's opportunity. I love looking at all the flowers springing up everywhere. It'll be covered with snow tomorrow and fog, that kind of stuff. There's a lot of attention being paid to this storm blowing up into the northeast tonight, but it'll all be gone tomorrow. You know, a couple hours after the snow hits the ground, it's going to be 50 degrees. So why the news media makes such a big deal out of this is beyond me.
I think people would want to know. I personally would want to know if a snowstorm was about
to hit me. I don't mind knowing, but all of the stuff that goes with it, that's what I'm talking about. All of the hoopla and, oh, your power's going to go out and all this other crap. We don't know that. Being prepared is one thing, but when the prediction is that thousands of people will be without power, all that does is get people in a way and in this day and age digged up about stuff that they ought not to really, you know, you can't do anything about it. That's kind of where I'm coming from. And then I see stuff like the three people shot in McDonald's and this video in Georgia where this guy is shot while he's jogging. I mean, what in the hell is the matter with people?
The story that we're talking about, it goes back to February 23rd. Ahmaud Arbery was jogging in near the town of Brunswick, Georgia, and he was shot and killed by two white men. And they claimed at the time that they thought he was the burglar who had been responsible for a recent string of burglaries and break-ins in that neighborhood.
Because he was black and all black guys look the same. That's basically what they...
Well, he was running. He was running, and they described that...
He had his jogging outfit on. He was doing his exercise.
Right. But they claimed that he was hauling ass, I think, was the term that they used in the police report. And so they this father-son dynamic duo, the father, former cop, they went home, got guns, stopped him. And luckily this video surfaced because essentially it was just their story and they were not arrested for it. They told the cops what happened or their version of it. And they said that he attacked them, that he lunged at the son and the whole thing. And it turns out when this video surfaced, none of that happened. So he was jogging. They pulled up in their white pickup truck. They stopped him. He tried to run around the pickup truck, probably figuring, what the hell is going on? I'm out for a run. And then they shot him. And then he tussled with the son and who had a rifle. And then he was shot two more times and killed. And no arrests were made. And this is obviously his family has been upset by this. A lot of people across the country have been really upset by this. And so last night, the two men were officially charged. And so they have been brought into custody. They were booked into the Glynn County Jail. And this is Gregory McMichael and his son Travis McMichael. They're the two. And this 30-second video, which surfaced online 2 days ago, is really the saving grace in the sense.
Do we know where it came from?
Telling this guy's story. No, I don't know. And I've been trying to find what the source of it is, but I don't know. Unless it could have been a neighbor who wants to remain anonymous and they saw this happening and they started filming.
Because it wasn't, at first I thought, when I was going through this, at first I thought, well, maybe it was one of the doorbell, you know, Ring doorbells catch a lot. But this was definitely, it looked like someone's cell phone, I think, that was taking it. And I'm glad it's there because obviously we can see what the real motivation is. But certainly, why didn't that person help, number one, would be my question. Or did they call police? Or did they ever come forward? Like, what was their role in this? Obviously, if they saw it. And then, number two, cell phones, I mean, videos everywhere. People that think they're going to get away with this stuff.
Well, they don't think. This guy, the kid, looks like he's a complete moron. He looks like he's been born by an alien.
As I said, he looks like he has two brain cells to run together.
Right.
And so, and we could be all wrong. We're judging by a photo, but it certainly looks like that. And if you look at the father's the one who's kind of got...
So have they been arrested or have they not been arrested?
They were arrested last night. Yep, finally. Because...
And charged.
You know, Arbery's mom was on, Ahmaud Arbery's mom was on Good Morning America, I think it was yesterday morning, and she was saying that she believed that the reason that there were no arrests is because this guy was a former cop, and that was her theory as to, well, they took his word for it, and until this video came around and pretty much showed the opposite of what their statements were.
It happens a lot.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a sad thing. I feel like the family finally has a little bit of closure now, you know, 2 months later. But and this goes back to when we were talking about the Blue Lives Matter badges that some cops were wearing. This is why Blue Lives Matter as a movement or whatever you want to call it, this is why this is problematic for black people in this country. I have a lot of black friends who have a lot of problems with Blue Lives Matter.
Yeah, but that's not fair. Most cops are not out there hunting black people.
But I'm just saying why my black friends have issues with Blue Lives Matter as a whole.
You can understand why they think that way, whether it's right or not. That's not the point. The idea is that there's disruption that is caused by people.
Isn't it okay to pay tribute to cops?
But that's not really what it's about, though.
Yeah, it is. Blue Lives Matter is absolutely about that. It's about bolstering up fallen police officers. That's what their movement is about.
See, but it gets twisted
and
turned.
It's nuanced
about,
more than that.
I asked off the air, and I guess I was just thinking about this. The people we have 5% of the air traffic that we had 5 months ago at this time. 5%. There isn't one TSA agent that I know of who's been laid off or furloughed.
Well,
I'd like
to
have an answer to that question.
We're
Let's get an answer to that question.
But we don't know.
What are we still paying all these people to stand around like they usually do anyway? I want to know the answer to that question. The military not accepting recruits if you've had the virus. The memo came out yesterday, lays out what it calls interim guidance for handling possible and confirmed cases of the virus. The memo says, quote, during the medical history interview or examination, a history of COVID confirmed by either a laboratory test or a clinical diagnosis is permanently disqualifying. Those diagnosed with coronavirus can apply for a medical waiver from the military branch they're trying to join. So, what if you've had it, you can't go into the service? Is that
just makes no sense
ever?
To me.
Doesn't make any sense to me either.
Mm-mm.
I don't get it. There's nothing that anybody has proven that shows that this is...
Like, obviously, if you show up with a fever and you're like, here,
yeah,
I'm here, you know,
you
okay, I get that.
Yeah,
you have
right.
to be recovered from it. But other than that, it sounds like they're making kind of a blanket rule that if you've had it or if you have if you test positive for the antibodies, when the antibody tests are a mess right now. So we don't even know how accurate those are. A lot of false negatives, and it's kind of crazy. But if you do show up and say, yeah, I did have this virus a month ago, but I'm fine now, why would you then have to jump through extra hoops just to get back into your
enlistment? I think we ought to prove whether you have it or you don't have it at the time, and you ought not to go in if you have it at the time, but once it's
right, that's gone, what I'm saying. If you're currently presenting symptoms, right. why would you go to your recruitment anyway? You know, you should be at home in quarantine.
Yeah, it seems weird.
Yeah, but beyond that, I don't know.
Thinking things through. Sounds like the decision was made by the same guy in the Navy who told the captain who was trying to call attention on the Thomas Jefferson, one of the aircraft carriers, that there was a lot of problems with the COVID-19. What can we get for help? And instead of being acknowledged for it, I think he got his command back again. But his...
They removed him. But see, this is like an overcorrection. This is taking it to, the other. This is the problem. I think we keep doing this. We're swerving too far one way and then overcorrecting back to the other.
I always do. That's what happens. Today, as we like stand on the other foot for a moment, is National Military Spouse Appreciation Day. It's always the Friday before Mother's Day. On Military Spouse Appreciation Day, the honor goes to the contributions and sacrifices made by military spouses, and I think they are a legion. This is something that is important because spouses are people that are especially serving on foreign soil. Tough stuff. A lot of divorces happen, right? The guy goes away for 6 months, a year, or however long he's gone, and comes back, and the wife is gonzo. So if you stick with your husband, good for you. That's the idea here.
Well, there are also a lot of females in the military who have to leave their families, and the husband is left
so
at
that
home.
Would be the spouses for both. Yeah, both sides.
Yeah.
I was thinking of wives, but yeah, you're right. Military spouses are sort of silent heroes and certainly essential to the strength of the military and protection of our country. They serve our country like the people who are in uniform, in fact. Joining the Blue Star Family's virtual Military Spouse Appreciation Day Town Hall, you can do that this afternoon at 3 Eastern Time. The event will begin with a special thanks to the military from Mrs. Karen Pence, who is Mike Pence's wife. So she would be considered the second lady, right? The first lady
She's
is the president's
lady.
Wife.
Mm-hmm.
Second
yep.
lady. I don't know much about her. What's her story?
I've met her, actually. She's really nice. I think she was or is a school teacher. I know.
Mm-hmm.
I actually had her daughter on my program this week. Her daughter is newly married and living in California now and is doing a YouTube channel directly for kids about how to talk to them about the news of the day and to make things a little bit easier.
Is it one-sided?
No, it's just actually about the news for coronavirus, not for anything else, not for mm-hmm. politics. They're not giving kids the Michael Flynn lesson.
Right. There you go.
That's my YouTube channel. Kids turn into Auntie Jen. I'm going to tell you about the FBI's corruption. Let's go.
Right. Yeah. So I was talking about the people that work for the TSA, and now we have some of the airports, Los Angeles International, also known as LAX, which is for Los Angeles Express Airport, that's what it was first called, is now the heart and soul of more controversy because people going into the airport are going to have to wear some sort of face covering starting next Monday. your mayor, Mr. Garcetti, who I think should be in charge of sanitation more in Los Angeles probably than be the mayor, because he's full of you-know-what, made the announcement as the local officials laid out their plan. So is this a good idea? 88 million people a year go through LAX. I'm one of them. I go through LAX about, last year about 24 times, I think, 25 times.
Well, I think this is going to become pretty standard in any area that's
going to be I don't see anything wrong with this.
New York and New Jersey airports are going to do the same thing.
You got to wear the face mask on the plane for the, for the foreseeable future.
To be honest, I was surprised that they weren't already requiring you to wear a mask at LAX. Mm-hmm. So that was actually kind of the surprise for me. I would assume, since they're making everybody wear them everywhere else, that including in private businesses, that the airport would have just been a gimme.
Don't forget about our daily, not a podcast per se, we call it the clip of the day. The most recent one posted from yesterday, we discuss embarrassing moments caught on live mics. We started talking about the Supreme Court, and then it sort of fell apart.
It went down the toilet? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's about right.
It went down from there. So if you want to hear us talk about important bodily functions, then you should listen to the DJVShow.com, the clip of the day, the most recent one up there. You can also follow us for this important discussion on the social media at Facebook.com/DJVShow. There it is. That's the card of the day from yesterday. Television news. I'm trying to figure out this. Is it a controversy? I just asked you about it before. Either of you had seen the business about the report anyway, that Jason Alexander was offered money to spill the beans on the final episode of Seinfeld. And it apparently came out when he and Julia Louis-Dreyfus got together for some kind of was it a YouTube or a Facebook or get together this week? And I I didn't realize. Did you know they built a wall around the set so that it was such a popular show, there were people breaking into the studio to get on top of the where the audience was saying to take pictures, and they didn't want people taking pictures, obviously. So anyway, somehow or other, there was some money.
The story goes that he and Julia Louis-Dreyfus were talking about the secrecy surrounding how the series would end, and his publicist called him up and said, were you bribed, and did you give reporters some secrets in exchange for money? And he was like, what? He goes, who cares that much? So he said it was kind of funny because his own publicist didn't even believe him that he wasn't spilling spoilers. He was on the take. But you know what? It's funny. For all the secrecy, that remains, I think, in the history of television, one of the worst endings to a series ever.
Yeah.
And it's one of the most disappointing final episodes of all time. So it is kind of funny that they put so much secrecy into it, and maybe they should have put a little more effort into the writing because it was a terrible episode.
All right, so Jennifer, tonight and over the weekend, what are the highlights on the television?
Well, tonight we've got RuPaul's Secret Celebrity Drag Race. You can check that out on VH1 at 9:30. In This Together, a PBS American Portrait Story on PBS at 9 o'clock to help you deal with the coronavirus crisis. And MacGyver is doing their season finale tonight on CBS at 8 o'clock.
The show used to be kind of interesting when George Eads was on it. But it isn't anymore. It's just kind of, there's a lot of procedural stuff on some of those shows that just, they're not interesting anymore. It's 10 before the hour, DJV time.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Talk time, 53 past the hour here with Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen, focused laser-like on the top 5 technical stories of the week. Victoria, we'll kick it off. Amazingly, we're going to count from number 5 to number 1, so let's start with number 5.
Well, number 5 is a very practical thing that iPhone is doing for an update, because a lot of people are wearing face masks now, and if you have an iPhone 10 or 11 or anything that's updated with facial recognition, you know when you hold your phone up to unlock it and you're wearing a face mask, it doesn't recognize you. So now what the new update is, it's going to be on 13.5. It's going to be available to the public soon. If you have the free beta developer version of it, you already have this now on your iPhone. And essentially what it will do, instead of, if you're wearing your face mask, when you hold your phone up to open it, to unlock it, instead of it trying to read your face, it will automatically give you the screen so you punch in your code. So it saves you an extra couple of steps. It saves you some time. So it's a sign of the times. It really is. It's kind of crazy. We're backtracking now on this advancement with facial recognition. So now you're going to have your keypad will pop up. It does, like I said, it makes sense because everyone's wearing a mask right now. As soon as that's no longer the norm, it will probably revert back. They'll do another update on it. But for now, it definitely helps save some time.
All right, number 4 is an announcement from Walmart this week.
Yep, Walmart has launched a new service that will deliver items to customers in less than 2 hours. It's called Express Delivery, and it will cost $10 in addition to the regular charge for delivery, which normally ranges from $7.95 to $9.95. And Express Delivery will be available for 160,000 items like groceries, toys, and electronics. And they've been testing this out in 100 stores since mid-April, and it's apparently gone very well. It's going to expand to nearly 1,000 stores this month and then 2,000 locations in the next few weeks. All you need to do is go onto the Walmart website or the app and type in your zip code and see if this delivery service is available for you. All you need is a minimum order of $30, which it seems, you know, that's very easy to achieve when you go online and start shopping for stuff. And Walmart has 74,000 personal shoppers who are dedicated just to this service alone. So if Walmart is your only option or your local option, then you can at least get your delivery a lot faster than using Instacart.
What a statement and what a state of things if they're the only option. Whew.
Yep.
Number three is a focus on Lyft. And just as an aside, I think I mentioned earlier this week, I asked whether Lyft and Uber drivers were both, all of them were wearing masks, and I think you said yes.
Yes,
they
and
are.
Riders have to as well.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So here's a new lower cost option available if you're using Lyft. I would think Uber would match this, wouldn't you think?
Well, Uber's got a lot of issues going on right now. They are offering free transportation for frontline workers, so that's one good thing. They're trying to help coordinate free food deliveries to first responders as well. For Lyft, though, they're finding that a lot of their customers are still using the service, and they're making runs to the grocery store, to pharmacies, to doctor's appointments, things like that. And they also found that most of their riders right now are coming from lower-income areas. So what Lyft is doing is a new program, and it's called Wait and Save, and it's exactly how it sounds. If you are willing to be a little more flexible with the time that you need your Lyft ride, then you'll actually save money. And so it's about 40% of the rides, they say, are starting and ending in lower-income areas. And so they wanted to make sure that it's a little more affordable for people who need those rides because a lot of people don't have their own cars.
Mm-hmm.
So and they need to, you know, get medicines and groceries. So I think it's a good thing they're doing.
A lot of people in a lot of neighborhoods don't have any extra money now. So maybe this is good all the way around. Number two this week is a focus on Google and scammer. When I think, I see those two words together, I think of Google as a scam in certain circumstances.
Well, Google's so huge, and there's so many, you know, entities to it. But they have been intercepting 18 million malware and phishing emails every single day related to the coronavirus. 18 million a day is a lot to keep track of. So in response to all this increased scam activity, they're reminding users that they have a tool called Password Checkup, which I've used. I actually used it yesterday. It's a great tool. It can help. It'll let you know whether or not your passwords have been compromised, or if you're using using the same password in multiple places, which all of us are guilty of doing. So any compromised passwords that it tells you about, you should change immediately. And security experts suggest creating unique passwords for every website or app that you use. Do not reuse passwords. So it's very simple to do. Just go to passwords.google.com, sign into your Google account so they can verify that it is really you, and then you click on Password Checkup, and it just gives you results broken down into three categories, and then from there you just go and you change your passwords, and just you can make your accounts a lot more secure. So that's Google Password Checkup.
Number one, YouTube and Facebook, what are they doing together?
They're competing for graduation commencement speeches. YouTube has got the Obamas and Facebook has got Oprah. So let the games begin. It's the Hunger Games and graduation ceremonies.
That's a good way of putting it.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.